I thought it was fully deserved. I thought we were very good from start to finish. I think even before they had a man sent off, I think we dominated. I think that gave us obviously that little bit of respite towards the end of the game. But I think arguably we played better stuff in the first half. The attitude, the willingness to work, the closing down, tempo, work rate. I think it had everything today. We really harried them. They've been a very good team so far this season, and they're on a very good run of form. So we knew that. We knew we'd had to start well. Press them high, try and get in their faces and try and upset their rhythm a little bit, and I felt we did that, and we played some very, very good stuff ourselves and probably deserved to be more than a goal up after the first half, I would say.
What has changed for you at Fulham? You had a bit of a shaky start, let's be fair. You know, you're coming into the goals right now. Do you feel a bit more settled in now?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was probably a little bit of getting my rhythm and timing from playing. I played obviously a couple of games at the start of the season, but I didn't have a full pre-season in terms of games because I was slightly out of favour. And I think just getting into the pace of things and getting really, really match fit and getting to know the lads, I think being a part of it, I think obviously it's been well documented the amount of changes that have been made at the club in terms of personnel coming in. I think we're now starting to see a slightly more settled team, and I think that's paying off for myself but also the team.
What was the reaction like in the dressing room after last week's disappointing defeat? You played so well in the first half, but it just kind of all imploded in the second. What was the reaction this week in training and in general?
I'm not going to lie, there was some stern words in the dressing room after. People weren't very happy, both with themselves and each other a little bit, and that happens in football. You've got to lay your cards out on the table sometimes, and I think a few of us done that. A few of the boys put their points across, and we said it, especially this time around, you've got to learn from your mistakes. We went in at 1-0 today, that was brought up what happened last week, that we didn't want to start in the same manner, and we certainly didn't do that. We started on the front foot, played football in their half, I think second half, didn't give them a minute's rest, and obviously happy to get the second goal just to settle us down that little bit. After that, I think it was a sending off at 2-0, was it? That probably kind of killed the game for them a little bit, and we were able to go on and dominate, and it's obviously very tough to play against a team with 10 men. They found it difficult to live with us, and we put some gloss on the scoreline second half.